It's called the Civil Gideon Petition because it grants the same rights for civil defendants that the U.S. Supreme Court granted criminal defendants in the 1963 Gideon v. Wainwright ruling. This week, the State Bar's Access to Justice Commission endorsed a petition to the state Supreme Court calling for a rule requiring the appointment of counsel for people when their basic needs are in jeopardy. Tom Cannon is the director of the Legal Aid Society of Milwaukee. He says the petition is in keeping with Wisconsin's judicial history.
Starting in 1859, Wisconsin Supreme Court was one of the first in the country to require the appointment of counsel for indigents. I think this proposed rule fits into that because you can't have a system of public justice when large swaths of the public are excluded from access.
If adopted by the court, the rule would apply to people with incomes below 200% of the federal poverty line in cases affecting housing, heat, clothing, medical care, and child custody. Cannon says legal help is often more important in these cases than it is for people facing a minor criminal charge.
Sometimes facing an eviction has more deleterious consequences than spending a night in jail for being drunk.
In September, the Board of Governors of the State Bar will take a position on the petition, and in October, the Supreme Court will hold a hearing on it. It's not clear yet where county courts will find the money to pay appointed attorneys if the rule is adopted. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.